This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good afternoon, fun lovers and truth seekers. Brian Barrett here along with you, and we welcome you in to our North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues today as we come to you from Motlow State Community College here in Smyrna. And every now and then the building rumbles, Mike. It's air show weekend.
Yeah.
They're doing some of those practice flights, yep. It sounds like.
Kind of exciting, isn't it?
Right over the building here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like, you know, you're unsure what's going on. I guess you're kind of looking around.
Many folks may have seen that. I guess is it a C-5, the big cargo plane that
I'm not
flying
sure.
over earlier?
Is that what it was?
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Well, it was huge. At least from what you said.
Yeah.
Pretty large.
The one that carries a couple of tanks, and I forgot how many troops can be carried on that plane.
And I'm not sure. They take practice flights all during the week.
Yeah.
So they do a lot of that. So a lot going on here in North Rutherford County. We're going to be talking about several different things. Obviously, Motlow State Community College, but we're going to kind of be focusing on their nursing program.
Yeah.
In the second half hour, we're going to be talking a little economic news as well. But is the session over? Are you all done?
Session's over with.
Mm-hmm. So it's all taken care of.
Yeah, had some good things happen up there.
Business done.
Yeah, lowered a grocery tax, which helped some, and was able to also make some reforms, and also I think we cut out $700 million out of the budget, and still funded the MTSU Science Building.
Mm-hmm. And they've already broken ground on that.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, so many people are just excited and it was a bipartisan effort. And, Representative Joe Carr, John Hood, and Senator Bill Kitchen, Jim Tracy, and others worked real hard on that. And my former predecessor, Kent Coleman, you know, a lot of those folks worked hard. And Dr. McPhee, you know, Joe Bells and some of them others over there that done such a good job with that. And I tell you, they really advocated, lobbied, whatever words you want to use for that. And Speaker Harwell and the Chairman of Finance, Charles Sargent, was very receptive, as well as Governor Haslam.
Well, Mike, I know one thing also that has happened is there was a very first time thing that came down this week in the beer board and synthetic drugs. And I know that you're excited to see the teeth that's within some legislation that you've worked hard to pass is now being enacted.
Well, it is. And the one thing that, it goes back. I think we can pass all the bills that we want, but I think you got to hit these guys in their wallets. And recently Smyrna did. They pulled suspended some licenses, beer license, for 30 days and 60 days to some of these guys in Smyrna with the recent bust that TBI and the Sheriff's Department in Smyrna was involved in. But this one who was notorious for doing it, they revoked his license for a whole year, which really hit him hard. And I'm glad there's a new girl on there. I want to really just commend her. Molly Jennings is her name. Guy that's he made a motion last or 2 months ago to revoke the licenses, you know, revoke it for a year, which is really hard on them. And you know, but these guys weren't just charged like one time. They were charged with multiple counts of this
on different occasions.
Yes, sir, on different occasions. But he couldn't get a second on his motion. No one else would step up. And here come a lady that ended up having more backbone than the guys did, and ended up giving him a second on this next one. You know, it was her first meeting, and they revoked his license for a year. In my opinion, that guy was the worst with it, and he's been known for doing this stuff for many years. And finally, something was done about it. That's the first time in the state of Tennessee that has been done. And I applaud Jeff Peach with Smyrna. The attorney there has really stepped up, and you know, I'll dare say that guy's not going to do it again. And I think that'll be a message to send out to other folks that if they want to put profit above the community like that, and poison for profit is what I call it, they need to think twice about it.
So what business was it that had
that? That was the BP right there by Captain D's. And, you know, last year I asked my church members to start calling BP corporate about it, and they did. But, you know, people – so this is what bothers me with our community. First of all, you don't read it in the paper. It's not even in the press. Channel 5 hadn't covered it. Channel 4 hadn't covered it. 17, Channel 2. No one's covered it. And these drugs are so highly addictive. These things are happening in your community, and no one's even talking about it. I mean, you're getting it here on WGNS. Maybe somebody will cover it after the fact, you know. But it's sad when, and I spoke at church about this, that no Sunday school teacher is talking about this on Sunday morning, and no pastor is talking about it. You know, and your community, there's so many things going on in your community that people are so out of touch with. The human sex trafficking story. You know, you've got Muslim gangs prostituting 12 and 14-year-old girls. And you know where the story was? Tucked inside the Tennessean. And you know what the front cover was? It was fictional, what was it? Fictional character of Jesus gets awarded a scholarship. That makes the front cover, but Somalian gangs prostituting 12-year-old girls is tucked inside the newspaper. Synthetic drugs being sold at convenience stores, much like bubble gum, and you don't hear about it. You know, so I mean, people got to just start paying attention. And I know the Dayton News Journal. You know, there's other stories out there that they're covering, and they don't have the manpower. So all fairness to them, they don't have the manpower sometimes, but it really just makes you sick. These things are existing, and people have to start stepping up. Forget about legislation. Legislation ain't going to solve these problems. You pull this guy's beer license like we did, we hit him right between the eyes. And he ain't going to do it again. If he does, next time he's going to go to jail for a long time. He's going to be charged with a felony, you know. But so many people are shopping at that market, pumping up their, you know, their filling up their vehicles, and don't even think twice about this stuff being sold. I mean, I know one girl, this guy was keeping people's driver's licenses as ransom, holding their driver's license. They get hooked on it, keeping the driver's license behind the counter. It's going on in your community. People don't even know about it.
Until they would come back with money.
Yeah.
I mean, keep it.
Can you believe this is happening right here in Smyrna, Tennessee? But this guy, this is what's so cool, is that they had already worked a little old plea deal out, and the beer board hit him harder than that, you know. And I mean, it hit him right between the eyes, and I'm happy for it. And if there's any other market owners, we're coming after you too. So if anybody knows this stuff's going on, call my office, 741-6829, and we'll get some folks on it, because it's still happening out there in the community. It's the synthetic drugs. If people don't know what we're talking about, just go online, do a search, K2 or Molly's Plant Food. It is some bad stuff. The stuff makes marijuana look good, and I hate to say that, but it really does. You know, at least marijuana is natural. This stuff is sprayed with chemicals that you don't know what it's doing to the human brain and the long-term implications to folks' health.
And the effects. Well,
yeah.
I know that's some good news from the legislation that you've worked awfully hard on, but the legislation has no impact unless somebody is willing to step up and enforce it, and the beer board did that.
Yeah, they did. I mean, well, no, the beer board didn't have to have the legislation. They had that because it's a public nuisance.
Oh, I see.
It was already there, and that's what I've been trying to tell these other representatives. You may be able to enforce these things without working on the bill. You could be doing it now before this stuff goes in effect.
Okay, see, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and Jeff Peach is the one that stepped up with that. But, you know, there's some folks that's worked hard on that. Representative Shipley and Representative Lundberg, some others. And it was bipartisan. Democrats were really involved in helping, too. Hat goes off to them. But then again, your beer boards can step up already and do this. And we had David Nipper, Keith Bratcher, they've been really paying attention to this stuff, too. They serve on the county's beer board.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to come back, and R.J. Scheer, the area manager for the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, will join us. We're going to talk about some of the great economic news that's coming out of this area as we continue with the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, presented today by Gills Ace Hardware and coming to you from Motlow State Community College. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the nursing program as well. But coming up next, it's the Huckabee Report. Stay with us.
No, it's symbolic of you tossing your hat into the ring.
You're just graduating, not running for office.
Dad, why do college graduates toss their caps into the sky?
Actually, it started in the Navy when midshipmen became officers.
This May, thousands of Hope Scholars will toss their caps into the sky. And with over $2.3 billion raised for education by the Tennessee Lottery, that's a lot of winners.
You'll learn something new every day.
I knew it all along.
Congratulations, Hope Scholars. For information about scholarships and grants, visit seehowitaddsup.com.
I think they were originally made of sheepskin.
Actually, I think it was parchment.
Dad, why do they call diplomas sheepskins?
Well, in the old days, paper was brittle, but parchment made from sheepskin was used because it lasted longer.
This May, thousands of Hope Scholars will receive college diplomas. And with over $2.3 billion raised for education by the Tennessee Lottery, we've taken higher education even higher.
How'd you get to be so smart, Dad?
I had a scholarship.
Congratulations, Hope Scholars. For information about scholarships and grants, visit seehowitaddsup.com.
FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
Mike Huckabee from Little Rock, Arkansas. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Keith Judd. Who? I'll explain next.
This is Chad Mills with Mills Family Pharmacy.
And this is Rebecca Mills.
We're a family-owned and operated business, and when you come in my doors, we try to treat everybody with dignity and respect. We just try to treat everybody like their family.
We're talking with customers at Mills Family Pharmacy. We asked customer Chris Ashley why he shops at Mills.
Great customer service, and Chad and Rebecca go out of their way to take care of every need for my family.
Mills Family Pharmacy, helping your family stay healthy. Mills Family Pharmacy is on South Church across from Indian Hills.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank and you woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hit you. Wait, why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. This is the new science in identity theft protection. It's a game changer. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it and you need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and credit. Well, those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention Huckabee. You'll get 10% off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-240-LOCK, 1-800-240-LOCK, 1-800-240-LOCK. Well, you've never heard of him, but neither had the 41% of Democrats who voted for Keith Judd over Barack Obama in the West Virginia primary. Judd is serving nearly 10 years in a federal prison in Texas for extortion and threats. He filed a form and paid a fee and ended up with enough votes to earn a delegate to the national convention. Moderate Democrats told pollsters they didn't know or care who Judd was. They were just sending a message that they don't like Obama's views on coal and culture, and they'd vote for literally anyone but him. That's not an isolated attitude. 18% of Alabama Democrats voted for uncommitted. It might be a sign that despite all the fawning media, Obama's reelection could be more of an uphill battle than we're being led to believe. Michelle Bachmann isn't just a Minnesota congresswoman anymore. She's also a Swiss Miss. Well, that doesn't mean she's endorsing hot chocolate. Her spokesman says her husband is of Swiss descent, which makes his whole family eligible for dual citizenship. Their kids wanted that, so the family went through the process to become citizens of both the U.S. and Switzerland. Now, Michelle Bachmann is my friend, but honestly, if I were her congressional opponent, I'd be beating her up over whether she was more loyal to Minnesota cheese or Swiss cheese. And if she does start getting attacked over this, she can't even fight back. After all, she's Swiss now. Well, you know, despite the housing bubble of the past few years, owning a house is still one of your best investments. That is, as long as you can make the payments and hold on to it long enough. For proof, there's an old house for sale in suburban Boston, and back in the 1920s, Babe Ruth used to live there. The asking price, $1.65 million. And that is half again more than Babe Ruth earned in his entire 22-year baseball career. Well, I'll bet some of you are racking your brains trying to think of a gift for your mom for Mother's Day this Sunday. But I can tell you what not to give her. A charity in Canada polled moms about their worst Mother's Day gifts they'd ever received. The answers included a frying pan, a white noise machine, clothing in too big a size. Now, that's really telling mom what you think of her. A chainsaw, and that's one of those gifts dad gives mom for himself. And the worst Mother's Day gift of all? Divorce papers. Finally, Bill Kreutzmann spent decades as the drummer for the Grateful Dead. He's got a lot of stories to tell, but now he's signed a deal to write a memoir filled with all those memories. Ought to be out around 2015. But I'm just stunned that someone who spent decades as the drummer for the Grateful Dead has any memories at all. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by
Mills Family Pharmacy at 2898 South Church Street.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
That update brought to you by Motel 6. Save money at Motel 6. Got everything you need, nothing you don't. Lowest price of any national chain on clean, comfortable rooms. Motel 6. They say, we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Did you realize we have 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99? Hi, this is Mike from Maple Street Grill. Debbie and I wanted to invite you down to try some of the exciting new menu items. 10 items at the Maple Street Grill for lunch under $6.99. Maple Street Grill, 109 North Maple Street in the historic downtown Murfreesboro area.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
All right, we welcome you back to the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues today from Motlow State Community College, and we're going to get a little economic update, and State Representative Mike Sparks is here, and our friend R.J. Scher, the area manager from the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, who was our guest a few weeks ago, is here with us as well. And R.J., you've been to Rutherford County a lot here lately, haven't you?
Quite a bit.
That's good news, isn't it?
Several times back and forth a day between Davis and Rutherford County. So.
Well, what brings you here today? What's been going on?
Well, we're really excited to talk about our partnership that we have. We have an exclusive partnership with Saks Fifth Avenue in staffing and recruiting for their Saks.com distribution center in Laverne. So we have 250 jobs that will be supplied over in Rutherford County that we're really excited about staffing.
Now, this partnership, tell us how it works. I mean, are you actually helping to find the labor that works within this distribution center? Is that how that works?
That's exactly how it works, Brian. What we're doing is within the career centers, we have two career centers, the Murfreesboro Career Center and the Nashville North Career Center on Rosa Parks. Both centers, because Laverne's kind of in the middle there, those are recruiting hubs, and we're getting the word out to folks with various means of bringing them into the career centers, and we're doing all the pre-screening for them, and we are administering a test, just a basic skills test that they have to do, and doing all of the initial footwork for Saks. Then they're letting us know the people that would qualify, and we're scheduling the interviews for them, which will start on May 18th. And we'll be scheduling interviews with Saks where they'll have an interview and a drug screen at the same day and be ready to go. They're looking at a July start date where they're going to be actually working when the distribution center opens up.
So all of this is going on now. I mean,
all of this is going on now. So our first day was our kickoff day, which was just this past Monday. We had 730 people in single day that we were able to get through. So wow. A lot of excited folks that are looking for the potential job opportunities there. Saks has a great benefit package. It's going to be a great environment. Even though it's going to be a lot of warehouse work, it's an air-conditioned environment, so it'll be comfortable to work in, great benefits. It's a great culture that they have going on there.
In terms of the number of jobs, how many?
250.
250. Mm-hmm. So there have already been, 700 and some odd in the first day.
That's right.
That have applied for these jobs. How do you get from whatever the final number is going to be down to that 200, number?
Well, when the folks apply, they're really looking at that they must have a high school degree in GED. They're going to pass a very basic skills test, which is just very basic math, a colorblindness test that they have to go through. So they'll need to pass that. They will pass a background check, which is checking for felony convictions, and there's a credit check that goes with that as well as a drug screen. So if they're passing all of that, then they'll be fine. They're also going to be having a backup list for folks as well, because they'll have another couple of hundred that they'll need for holiday help that they'll start looking at in the fall to bring in for the holidays. But these 250 jobs will be all three shifts. They even have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday shift, which helps people, too, with child care issues.
Sure.
Wow.
This, Mike, when you think about what was going on in Laverne before Saks Fifth Avenue, you know, with the borders closing.
Borders, yes, sir.
You know, that was devastating economic news,
yeah,
and then great economic news,
yes,
for the city. So
yeah.
I'm sure that sometimes when one door closes, another opens,
yeah,
and it
right.
may be even better.
Yeah,
and that
you're
seems
right.
to be, maybe this is what's going on here.
Well, they sure need it. You know, it's just such a downturn. I know Mayor Mosley and the aldermen over there are really excited. But I appreciate RJ's assertiveness, you know, because I told him, I said, hey, we've got some time if you can come up. He's, yeah, and I thought, well, you know, he's not going to want to come all the way over here in Motlow. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. So really excited. I appreciate the good. And if folks haven't toured the Tennessee Career Center, they should over Old Fort Parkway.
Now, this isn't the only work here either. I mean, this is not the only thing the Tennessee Career Center is doing. If someone needs a job, this is where they need to go.
Yes, and Murfreesboro Career Center on Old Fort Parkway is really busy right now. Not only are we staffing for Saks, we got 1,000 open positions we're staffing for over at the Nissan Smyrna plant for Yates Services. So we're working diligently on that, as well as Bridgestone. We're also working, we will be getting a lot of positions coming in for Amazon. So where I think Mike and I were both at the groundbreaking for that.
And they're predicting September they're going to be open?
In the fall.
Gentlemen, one of the executives told me September. I'm like, and I didn't even see any concrete out there. I'm like, how in the world are you going
to
build
it? Yeah, it's hard for me to
these
say
guys
that.
Optimistic.
We were just there. How long ago was that? Not even a month ago.
Yeah.
We were walking on dirt. Well, kind of mud. It was raining that day.
Yeah, it was neat. We were doing had the shovels, and Mayor Bragg was standing beside me. I said, you don't know nothing about this, you know, shoveling, you know. Somebody else made a comment that he can do some shoveling all right, you know.
Yeah.
We had a good time out there.
That's a lot of economic news. I mean, just coming out of one area. I mean, I'm sure you have your pulse across the state of Tennessee. Is there another area that has this type of growth and jobs and manufacturing jobs and people moving in that we have here? It doesn't sound like it.
Not quite, you know, not as much. I mean, this is really this area, especially Rutherford County, but both the Middle Tennessee area is booming right now, which is great. So
yeah.
It's really, you know, I'm hesitant to say a trend, but everything is looking on the upswing, and unemployment rates are slightly inching down.
Yeah.
People are having a better outlook. Employers are now putting hiring into their future plans and looking for, you know, projecting growth, and that's what we want to see here in this recovery. So our career centers are all about connecting the jobs with the job seekers.
When you all the 750 applicants that came in the other day, I was just curious, did anybody look at car tags or anything? I mean, a lot of these folks coming in from Manchester and Jackson, Tennessee, and so forth, and 20 counties, or is a lot of that within
I think it was
county?
Probably a kind of a smaller radius within, but we had simultaneously these job fairs both in the Nashville location for Davidson County folks, and probably touching Cheatham County and Robertson, all that, as well as the Rutherford County.
Yeah.
So they went on simultaneously, but we had almost equal, probably a little more people that came into the Murfreesboro, but not much. So it was almost 50-50 as far as the people that were coming into both centers. And we wanted to make sure that we had both counties covered, since Laverne's kind of in the middle on I-24,
sure,
whether you're coming from Nashville or Murfreesboro. But this is the, you know, we're really dealing with situations where we're going to have employers fighting for people in Rutherford County.
Wow.
Because
wow,
we have
great.
So many jobs. And between the Amazon locations coming in, because we also have the Lebanon in Wilson County, as well as the Murfreesboro in Rutherford County, we're talking about 3,500 jobs.
Wow, wow. So folks, if folks are listening, they could tell, I guess, if they need to get this information, they can apply online here.
Absolutely.
At career@sax.com.
Yeah, we are encouraging everyone to go into the career centers because they will have to take a test first. It's a basic skills test, and they will be speaking with an interviewer. So it kind of saves them a step if they go directly to the career center. They can go to either location, the Nashville Rosa Parks or Murfreesboro at 1313 Old Fort Parkway. We're open 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. They can come in. They can get taken care of there. They will go ahead and get their test done, have the interview, or, you know, pre-screen there, and they will be directed to the website where they can apply.
Yeah, good news.
Very good. RJ, thanks for stopping by here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. RJ Sherrod, the area manager for the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, joining us here on the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, presented by Gills Ace Hardware out on Nissan Drive. And when we come back after a break for the news with Ron Jordan, we're going to be finding out all of the great things going on with the Motlow State Community College nursing program. We're going to talk to a recent grad and had others that were scheduled to be here, but they're all working right
all
now.
Working.
So
that's
good stuff. So we're going to talk about that as we continue here after the news with Ron Jordan coming up next.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Quality automotive repair service at honest, fair prices. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
When was the last time you got a professional oil change service? Our technicians will thoroughly inspect your car or truck before you hit the highway on that big trip. We also carry DG products to maximize your engine's performance.
Honest, personal, and professional service for your car.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad.
Across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
There are great deals this month at Gills Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Give your garden a Power Boost Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix at just $6.99. A 50-foot garden hose is only $14.99, and Weed Block Landscaping Fabric is just $4.99, all with a $5 mail-in rebate. Make your neighbors green with envy over your garden. We have everything you'll need for the lawn and garden results you want at Gills Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
The trial of Shanterica Morgan continues. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. The MTSU freshman accused of stabbing her roommate to death last year claims she did so in self-defense. 19-year-old Shanterica Madden facing a first-degree murder charge after allegedly killing MTSU basketball standout Tina Stewart. Prior to the stabbing, Stewart reportedly complained to apartment management about her roommate allegedly smoking marijuana in the apartment. After the murder, Stewart's boyfriend, Casey Anuna, found her body in the apartment and dialed 911. District Attorney J. Paul Newman told the courts the murder was premeditated. The trial continues. The news is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kestner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you thought about trying acupuncture, Dr. Mark Kestner can answer your question in a free consultation. To set yours up, call 895-1253. 20 small bags of marijuana consistent with the sale of the stuff were recovered by police this week in Murfreesboro. 19-year-old Morian Vidal Rane was apprehended at his apartment on Las Casas Pike. Apparently, police could smell marijuana from outside the apartment. Rane charged with possession of a Schedule 6 drug with possession of drug paraphernalia. He'll be in court August 14th. The Murfreesboro Police Department Fatal Accident Crash Team investigating a two-vehicle crash that occurred May 7th at the intersection of Sulphur Springs Road and Clay's Mill Drive. After a preliminary investigation, investigators believe a 2006 International truck operated by 29-year-old Mark Harrell was stopped on Clay's Mill Drive at the intersection of Sulphur Springs Road. A 1990 Dodge Dakota truck operated by 91-year-old James Gannon entered the intersection and failed to yield to the Dodge Dakota, causing a collision in the intersection. Gannon died from his injuries. A passenger in the Dodge, 88-year-old Nanny Gannon, remains at MTMC with serious injuries. Mr. Hale didn't suffer any injuries in the crash. So far, no charges have been filed at this point in the investigation. It's the first fatality on Murfreesboro roads in 2012. This is WGNS News.
Just do it.
You've got to get by Lightning's Locker Room for their Nike Spring Sale. 30% off selected Nike merchandise.
Just do it.
Official Nike merchandise, 30% off, including sideline gear, coaches' polo shirts, men's wind shirts, ladies' windsuits, and fleece.
Just do it.
30% off selected Nike merchandise now at Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
Just do it.
Before it's gone.
Project Help! Saddle up for Project Help!
Those are the children of Project Help. Saddle Up for Project Help will be held Thursday, July 26th at 6:30 p.m. Proceeds benefit Project Help, Rutherford County's only center-based early intervention preschool program. To sponsor Saddle Up, buy tickets or learn more about Project Help, call 898-2458 or visit mtsu.edu/Project Help.
Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And we are back as we continue from the campus of Motlow State Community College. And we've got State Representative Mike Sparks here, of course, as well. And Mike, we always enjoy coming out here to Motlow. I think this is our third or fourth remote from here on various subjects. But one thing that Motlow is really known for, I think, is their nursing program, and we really haven't spent a lot of time just focusing in on that. So what brought this idea up to come back out?
Well, Jeff and several students had come up back at the General Assembly. What was that, about a month ago?
It was.
And kind of toured. I think y'all probably had two dozen folks trying to fit in that small office, and we talked about them coming up and kind of promoting it. We were kind of hoping we would have a few students, but it's good news that they're already working out there, and Jeff was willing to come up with us.
So others have jobs and you're just hanging out here. What's going on with you, Jeff Davenport?
Yeah, well, I'm currently employed with Baptist Hospital as a nurse extern.
Oh, cool.
So I'm interviewing internally with several positions that are there. So I'm actually employed. Today's a day off for me, but looking for that permanent place within a department now that I'm out of school.
Now, what is an extern?
An extern, basically, whenever you've completed the first year of school, you can go in and work as a nurse extern, which is kind of starting to get the feel for the hospital and the work, the environment. Mm-hmm. You get to do some hands-on, you know, some care for the patients, not the skills or the activities that are required by an RN. Yeah. But you get to do some work within the facility and kind of start to get your feet wet in healthcare.
You were kind of telling us earlier and off the air that this isn't your first go around with career, you know, and we see that so many times nowadays, people going back to school. What drew you to nursing? What drew you to Motlow College?
That's right, Mr. Chair. We were just visiting off air a while ago. I actually went through the Murfreesboro Career Center. I spent 17 years with Bridgestone. And was born and raised in Oklahoma, but with kind of the downturn of the economy a few years ago, I had moved out to Tennessee and was working in the Laverne plant, and found that opportunity to start a second career outside of Bridgestone. So started looking at the Murfreesboro Career Center. I had kind of some similar background with Representative Sparks. He and I visited just a little bit at the legislature, but he shared that he had some EMT training in the past, and I did also. Was registered as an EMT back in Oklahoma in the mid-90s. So I wasn't completely blindsided by what healthcare offered, and decided that instead of being on the trucks and bringing them to the building, I would go ahead and see about working in the hospitals.
That is quite the road to take to get to this point. Life is an adventure, I guess, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think, you know, my nursing class of 2012 that just graduated, I think it was a large mix. There was a lot of people that either were second degrees or that were second career that were looking to get into healthcare. You know, it's one of the things that as the baby boomers get older, you know, they're looking for that increase in healthcare and definitely an increase in nursing.
How many did y'all graduate Saturday?
We just graduated 70, I believe, the total was the final count. We start out with 80 students each fall in what they call a non-licensed student, which is basically somebody that has been outside of healthcare that's looking to go from either another career or high school, looking to get that nursing degree. So we start with 80 of those in the fall, and then through the normal attrition, either deciding that healthcare is not for them or for whatever reasons, we do have some attrition. And then our second year, we pick up 20 to 30 LPNs that are on an LPN to RN tract. So they come in and join us for the last year. So we have the licensed LPNs, the nurses that come in to bump to that next level, to the RN level.
So someone who doesn't like blood, maybe it's not for them, like EMT. I think he shared that story.
Well, I was just sharing. I went to be school to be a paramedic, you know. When I got completed, I'm like, I don't know if I want this. Dealing with blood and everything. And so I just never did pursue it. But the sad thing is, you know, that's what I was telling a young man earlier. I was encouraging him to come over here his first semester and get some basics completed. He thought he wanted to be an engineer. I said, well, at 18, 19, you really don't know what you want to do, you know. And this has such a good bang for the buck. The return on investment here, like you just mentioned, the guys are already working. There's people that graduate with a bachelor's degree and are still, you know, working at AutoZone or Advance because they haven't found a job in that career. So that's a great thing about Tennessee right. Technology Center and you know, in your field is that you can find placement pretty easy.
Sure, yeah. That's one of the things, you know, you learn in nursing school is you're using critical thinking. You're using data-driven decisions. And so, you know, one of the things kind of giving credit to Motlow is the 2011 class, the class that just graduated a year before us. They had above a 98% pass rate on the first pass rate on their NCLEX exam. So that's the exam once they've completed school to become licensed, either through the Tennessee Board of Nursing, you know, or the other accredited Board of Nursing in their states. Had above a 98% pass rate, first pass rate on that, and 100% were employed. So everybody that graduated last wow. year is currently working in healthcare.
Wow. Is there a huge need for nursing? I think somewhere along the lines hearing stories about how that is a profession where they really need bodies, willing people who would like to get into that industry.
Right. I think it is a growing industry. You know, we learned about specific departments, either like in critical care, emergency, but healthcare in general. I think, like we talked about, as you see those baby boomers that are getting older, starting to need that healthcare. And even the RNs that have been out there for 25, 30, 35 years that are starting to retire, mm-hmm. you know, through that attrition just in the normal retirement. You're seeing that increase in healthcare.
I have, let's see, what would she be? My sister-in-law, who is going through, I believe, Tullahoma campus, Motlow?
It is.
Somewhere down in southern middle Tennessee, and that's what she is pursuing right now is nursing. So she's enjoying it. She just got her first year behind, and that first year, I guess, is the hardest on any type of school, isn't it?
Sure, absolutely. I think once you decide on what career path that you want to take, you know, and you start to get into that first year, start to get those experiences, and especially with nursing, you know, you have your lecturing, you have your nursing labs that you do to start practicing the skills and learning the skills that you'll be using as a nurse, but you also get into clinical environment where you're actually, you know, dealing with patients and dealing with clients under the license, under the observation of an instructor, of a clinical instructor.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for nurses? I mean, is this the stress? I mean, I would think just being, having the patience to deal with, you know, agitated folks that are feeling bad. It just seems like that would be just
sure.
keeping your cool and.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I think I've always had that service-driven kind of a attitude. So knowing that you're going to be working with people who maybe are feeling their worst, they're ill, they're about to have surgery,
yeah.
you know, they're you're kind of seeing them at their lowest point in life. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming to a hospital.
Yeah.
So just being able to interact and communicate, to therapeutically communicate and deal with them, give them that comfort.
You'd have to be a pretty compassionate individual. Somebody like Brian probably could never
no,
get in that field.
No, never.
You know,
I'm not sure that I could really get in and pass the courses. Number one, it's pretty rigorous, isn't it?
It is. You know, I told friends, family members since I've been in the program. You know, being involved with Bridgestone, I've gone through Six Sigma certifications, worked with technical specs and so forth with the plant. And in the 17 years of working with Bridgestone, comparing that to the nursing program, the nursing program is one of the most challenging things that I've ever set out to do.
What is it about when you say Motlow State Community College to someone and they're thinking community college? What's the stigma? Is there a stigma, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that kind of in healthcare, you have the different transitional levels. You have the non-licensed, kind of the care technicians or the techs that you work with. Then you get into the licensing where you have the LPNs. And then within RN, you have the associate degree nurse and you have a bachelor's degree nurse. And then from there, you can get your master's or doctorate, you know, and continue that that level of education.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that in nursing, in healthcare in general, you know, it's on the cutting edge of technology. The things that we're doing now versus 10 or 20 years ago are just incredible with medicines, with the equipment, the technology. So the continued learning, the continued process, even after you get out of school, to continue that learning. So I think from, you know, being an associate degree nurse, it gets us in and gets us on a med-surg floor. It gets us into, you know, a hospice facility. But you can definitely make a career out of that, you know, with an RN, either associate or bachelor's degree. I think I was reading in the Motlow's webpage for the nursing program said that the median salary is somewhere just above $60,000 a year.
Well, I think what Brian, you know, I think there maybe is a misconception sometimes.
Well, it's just like a young man you were mentioning, and it doesn't matter who it is or what, but, you know, chose another four-year school over coming to Motlow for maybe a couple of years where you could actually get your basics done and transfer the classes. And my thought about that is I went to MTSU for 4 years. Those first 2 years were really hard, just with the number of classes and the number of, you know, just the sheer number of people that were in those big lectures.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're talking about 150 in a biology class or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, thing about here, you know, I mean, I can literally,
it's different.
I can look at the vehicle that I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I parked here and I was literally in here within 2 minutes. I mean, and I love MTSU, you know. It's going to be challenging to find a parking space sometimes, you know. But here it is affordable, for one. And I tell you, somebody my hat's off to, and that's that little Ashley North that's been on with us.
Yeah.
You know, she just graduated, and she's going to move on to the four-year school. She was class president, if I'm not mistaken, at Smyrna High for all 4 years that she was there. But I thought that was very wise of her to you know, she had the Hope Scholarship. She spent her money wisely. It was close to home. You know, she didn't get out there and party or anything like that. And I mean, you know, literally you can be in your class, I bet you, in 2 minutes.
Right. And I live in the Smyrna community. I'm about 3.5 miles from the Smyrna campus. So it was convenient for me as well as the affordability. You know, whenever I was looking at the Murfreesboro Career Center and looking at transitioning from Bridgestone, one of the things I looked at was how quickly can I get back to work.
Well, this school definitely is needed. I mean, they're fixing to break ground on a 35,000 square foot addition. I just watched it come through the Smyrna Planning Committee the other night, and it is desperately needed. They're at capacity, if I'm not mistaken. Was it 20? Is it 2,000 and about 50 students was here that surpassed the Moore County campus?
I think that's correct. Yeah, I know in the nursing program, of the 80 students in my class, the Moore County campus, the Tullahoma campus, and then the Smyrna campus were almost heads up with the number of students. There were about 30, just a little over 30 students on each campus, and then the remainder was in McMinnville.
Yeah. You know, one thing, my hat's off to Bob Spivey, our former mayor, who was very diligent on getting this site here. You know, Smyrna stepped up and donated them the site, and the county mayor or commissioners are helping fund the other remaining balance. I think Murfreesboro Mayor Bragg and their council is going to fund the remaining balance, and you know, for that 35,000 square feet. And this can help so many people here, that especially like yourself, that have went back to school, changing a career path. You know,
want to ask you this, Jeff. And Jeff Davenport is a recent nursing graduate. Was it last weekend?
It was Saturday, May 5th.
Last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So very, very new. You could just as very easily said, you know, to the invitation to be here on the radio. Why should I do that? I've got other things I could be doing, and you obviously do. Why would you want to come back to talk about Motlow College and the nursing program on the radio?
Well, I think Motlow is an excellent program. I think whenever you compare it to all the other universities, and I did whenever I was looking at the possibility of coming back to school and getting my degree, one of the things that I looked at was affordability, was the convenience, the location. But what I found whenever I got here was the excellent staff that they have, the instructors within the nursing department, as well as even on the Smyrna campus here. You know, Gary Winton and the faculty that has helped me in testing, making everything available, you know, the library and so forth, that they're very accommodating.
Library's kind of tight, ain't it?
The library is tight.
It's small.
It's renovation, the groundbreaking that'll happen next month. Unfortunately, it's going to come after my time, but it is very much needed.
For someone who is considering the nursing program, would you tell them, or maybe, you know, they want to be an LPN, RN, whatever, would this be a good place to get a start?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that you have to look at is where am I going to be given the best education to become that excellent nurse? Whenever you are going to a hospital, whenever you're sick and wanting somebody to care for you, you want somebody that's had the best training and has the best tools in order to provide that care for you. And I think Motlow, hands down, provides that education, provides those tools, and the pass rate for the NCLEX above 90%, you know, the last few years, just looking at the data back there, the 100%.
100% are working
100%
again.
Employment
wow.
rate from the 2011 class.
That's amazing.
So, you know, the reputation for Motlow's nursing program speaks for itself. Whenever you talk about that inside the hospitals, inside the extended living centers, whenever you talk about being a Motlow graduate, you know, they definitely like to hear that.
Jeff, anything else you'd like to pass along? Kind of give you the floor here for the last minute or so.
Sure. Well, you know, I just want to thank Representative Sparks for the opportunity for coming out here and being able to talk with the folks, especially, you know, we're here at Motlow Community College today. So being able to give them credit and providing the excellent education that I've had the last 2 years to get me back up and employed and out there in the working force. And then again, for the nursing staff, the instructors, our interim director, for her making it available for us to come and talk today.
Yeah.
Very neat. Very, very neat story. And I know we've heard others and how great Motlow is, but the nursing program is something Motlow has kind of always kind of hung their hat on.
Well, it is. And, you know, just the optimism, just what we heard today, when you hear so much hardship out there, you hear so much some good things that's going on, and that's what I ought to hear in your voice, especially 100% placement. Man, that's just awesome.
Absolutely.
Very good. Jeff, thanks for being here with us.
I appreciate it.
All right. Jeff Davenport joining us, a new grad from the Motlow College nursing program. I did want to make this note on a sports note, but North Rutherford County interest. The Smyrna Lady Bulldog softball program is playing in their very first region tournament.
Wow.
Next Monday. It's the first time since 1993.
Wow.
That they have advanced to this point, and Sam Shepard, the coach, and all the young girls, they've done an excellent job.
Yep.
This year, and we're in the throes of ball. If we get anybody in spring fling, we may have a conflict with the next Thursday Rutherford Issues program,
you know,
in 2 weeks. But
my sister Vicky was MVP at Smyrna when they won the state, I think in 1980. I think it was 80. She was MVP and had a college scholarship
is that right?
To play softball.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty neat.
Done real good.
Well, Mike, we'll be back in a couple of weeks or so, unless spring fling kind of keeps us from that, but we'll get that rescheduled. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Brian.
It's State Representative Mike Sparks, and want to also say thanks to R.J. Scher, the area manager for the Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development, for joining us today here on the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues.